Praise be Jesus and Mary. In 1595, when St. Josaphat was a boy, the Orthodox bishop of Brest-Litovsk in Belarus and five other bishops representing millions of Ruthenians sought reunion with Rome, and Josaphat was to dedicate his life and suffer his death in the same cause. Born in what was then Poland, he went to work in Vilno and was influenced by the clergy there, adhering to the Union of Brest, and he became a Basilian monk, then a priest, and was soon a well-known preacher and an ascetic, and he became the bishop of Vitebsk at a relatively young age, and he faced a difficult situation. Most monks, fearing interference in liturgy and customs, didn't want union with Rome. And by synods and catechetical instructions and reform of the clergy and personal example, Bishop Josaphat was successful in winning the greater part of the Orthodox in that area to union with Rome. And unfortunately, the next year, a dissident hierarchy was set up, and his opponents spread the accusation that Josaphat had gone Latin, and that all his people would have to do the same. It's a sad reality that he was not enthusiastically supported by the Latin bishops of Poland. Despite warnings, he went back to Vitebsk, which was still a hotbed of trouble, and attempts were made to stir up trouble and drive him from the diocese. And there was a priest that was sent there to shout insults to him from his own courtyard. And when the bishop had him removed and shut up in his house, the opposition rang the town bell, and a mob assembled. And the priest was released, but members of the mob broke into the bishop's house. He was struck with a halberd and then shot, and his body thrown into the river. But his body was recovered after 5 days from the river and exposed for 9 days, constantly emitting a fragrance of roses and lilies. And the counselor of Pollock, where the body was returned, abandoned the schism merely by looking at the sight of the archbishop's beautiful countenance. And many of the guilty mob struck their breast and did likewise. The archbishop had gone gladly to his death, offering his life that the schism might end. He had said as much beforehand. And 4 years after his death, the false archbishop consecrated his life to penance and prayer and the defense of the union with Rome. And you know, such changes of heart are the greatest miracles won by the sanctity and of the true servants of God. And about 5 years after St. Josaphat's martyrdom, his body was found intact, though the clothing had rotted away. Again, in 1637, he was still white and supple, and a beautiful silver reliquary was made for it with a life-size image of the reclining saint on top of it. And the body was again exposed intact in 1767, and it was eventually taken to the Basilica of St. Peter in Rome. Leo XIII canonized St. Josaphat in 1867. He was the first saint of the Eastern Church to be canonized by Rome. So we can pray to St. Josaphat for union, a continued a prayer for union with the not only the Orthodox, but even union within the Latin Rite, you know, our own, the Roman Catholic Church, which suffers from divisions within.